everybody. This is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show, and I want to say hello to everybody out there who's listening all across the country on all the stations that pick up the programming from Republic Broadcasting Network, and especially to our latest station, which is down in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and that is KHFX, 1140 AM. I want to say hi to everybody who's listening. I normally try to say hello earlier in the show, but I was a little discombobulated today. But anyway, better late than never, as they always say. So I wanted to let everybody know that if you're into Facebook, you can find Republic Broadcasting Network on Facebook under Republic Broadcasting Network. Ah, do you like that? Huh? That's pretty novel. And if you are into Twitter, you can also find Republic Broadcasting on Twitter for all you tweet fans. And I happen to be a Twitterer. And Republic's name on Twitter is RBN Live, RBN Live. And if you would like to advertise your business or service on a network that redistributes the truth, as I always like to say, one word at a time, then you can get in contact with us. The telephone number is 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. You can send us a missive via snail mail. The address to do that is 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Our number again to call us, advertise your business or service, 800-724-2719. Our website address, republicbroadcasting.org. If you would just like to donate to the cause, because listen, I say this all the time, there ain't no free lunch in life, then go to republicbroadcasting.org and donate a few dollars to help us continue to be able to redistribute the truth. So my guest is Carol Priest. He has a website called insectman.us, insectman.us. And when we went to break, Carol, you were mentioning that, you know, it's very hard for teachers to, most teachers just go along to get along, but you, as well as Randy Murray, we're not two of those people who just went along to get along and, you know, can't ruffle any of them feathers kind of a thing. But that wasn't you, nor was it Randy. So let's talk about that a little bit. Carol, I have to honestly tell you, I don't know how you could stand in front of a classroom and have minds there that you are going to be capable of molding and stand there and lie to them and go home and sleep at night and think, oh, well, I got mine. They better get theirs. I've got my pension, and I've got my guaranteed job because of the union and that. So, you know, what do I care? They're on their own. Oh, well, what are you going to do? I don't know how you could do that. To be honest with you, I just don't understand. But unfortunately for all of us, Carol, that seems to be the MO and has been the MO in a variety of ways for a very, very, very long time, and not just as it relates to the educational system, although that's our topic today. But people just look the other way and say, oh, well, what are you going to do?
A lot of teachers, maybe most of them, don't realize that they're lying. They're indoctrinated themselves. They've come up through the system, and they've especially been indoctrinated in the university level colleges of education. The old Beaver Cleaver teachers, as far as I know, are all gone now. They're out of the system. There are a few Christians in there that I consider them missionaries in hostile territory, but most of them are just indoctrinated, strong union members, and they stand up and they teach what they believe.
I say this, and I've said this several times already on the show today, but it just is, I am just dumbfounded by this stuff. It just is, I don't know, do people not have any sense of right or wrong anymore? I mean, we have to ask that question. It's evident. We're going to go to break. I'm hearing that cue music. You can respond to that, Carol, when we come back. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show, and my name is Maggie Rodden. We will return.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden. You are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. If you'd like to call into the show today, 800-313-9443 is the number to do that. 800-313-9443 is the number to do that. My guest this morning is Carl Priest, and he is a retired public school teacher, and he has a website entitled insectman.us, insect, as in bug, insectman.us. Please go there. He's got a lot of information on his website that I think is worthy of reading. So let's go back to 1974 and when these textbook wars took place. So you mentioned a lady, Alice Moore, I believe you said her name was?
Alice Moore is a wonderful lady, and I hope you'll interview her someday.
Yeah, give me her contact information. I'd like to. Truly, I would. So tell me about Alice. She caught on to what they were up to, I assume. So let's start with Alice, please.
It's an amazing story, probably too long, but I'll try to put it in a quick capsulization.
Okay.
She was flipping through a magazine in a beauty parlor and saw something about the sex ed program in California. She thought it would never happen in a Bible Belt state like West Virginia, but it did, and she became involved with a small group of ladies. Literally 5 minutes before a deadline to run for the Board of Education and having to borrow the fouling fee, she fouled for the Board of Education, beat a tremendously powerful incumbent, and one thing happened after the other. That was, I think, around 1970 when that happened. But in 1974 is when the powers that be decided to implement a values changing program into public schools, and they chose Kanawha County as their target. She caught on to it, and the story is told in my book. And if you have questions, I'll address those.
What's the name of your book, and can they purchase it on your website?
You can get it through my website or Amazon. It's Protester Voices, the 1974 textbook Tea Party. And I call it Protester Voices because each of the leaders got to write their own section in the book. Alice Moore has her own chapter. There were five pastors who suffered a lot of persecution who joined with her. They've written their own chapter. There's a coal miner. By the way, the economic pressure when the coal miners went on strike is what made this a national and even a worldwide news story back in 74 when they shut down the coal mines in West Virginia. It not only affected West Virginia, but the nation, because a lot of the energy comes from the coal mined in West Virginia.
Yeah, exactly. The coal-fired power plant, sure.
So anyway, people can read the first-hand account, not only my opinion, but from the words of those who were more involved than I was at the time.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I...
Can I interrupt you here?
Go right ahead, Carl. You can say anything you like. Please do.
A couple things I want to address. There were three avenues that we objected to back then, and you mentioned at least two of them. One was the multicultural education, and that was where they wanted to put in things like Eldridge Cleaver's Soul on Fire or Soul on Ice, and call that a representation of the black community. And we didn't object to multicultural. We just objected to the people that they chose to put in as bad examples. And also, we didn't think that every value system was equally valid. That's where they tried to do away with the Judeo-Christian standard that this country is based upon. Also, there was a lot of values clarification. The Sidney Simon thing was strong back then, situation ethics, which leads into something you talked about with these teachers that will stand up in front of a bunch of students now and try to convey things that are not true. Well, they don't have a value system. They've come up themselves without a value system. And then, of course, there was a lot of profanity and things like that, but those are the three categories that we rose up against in 1974.
Well, I want to read a little bit more from this article I referenced earlier on the alphaphonics.com website about multiculturalism. And I'm not sure if I read this sentence or not. In fact, the American Association of Colleges for Teacher Education statement on multicultural education is entitled No One Model American. Ergo, many models will take its place. For decades, the compelling rationale for public education was that it provided the means of Americanizing the millions of different immigrants who came to these shores. It provided a common body of values for all Americans. But apparently that rationale no longer holds. According to Charles A. Tosconi, Dean of the College of Education at the University of Vermont, quote, we all know by now that homogeneity has not and does not characterize American society. We know how a great myth that the melting pot turned out to be American society, then is best characterized as a mosaic of an extensive, highly diverse array of cultural elements. As a descriptor, multiculturalism points to a condition of numerous lifestyles, values, and belief systems. How is it taught, and how is multiculturalism therefore to be taught, and what will be its desired results? By treating diverse cultural groups and ways of life as equally legitimate, and by teaching about them in positive ways, legitimizing differences through various education policies and practices, self-understanding, self-esteem, intergroup understanding and harmony, and equal opportunity are promoted. Thus, multicultural education embraces much more than mere cultural pluralism or ethnic diversity. It legitimizes different lifestyles and value systems, thereby legitimizing moral diversity. The concept of moral diversity directly contradicts the biblical concept of moral absolutes on which this nation is founded. Yet our public schools, in order to be accredited, are now required to teach that there are no moral absolutes, that every individual has the right to freely choose his or her morals, and that ethics are situational. The result has been moral anarchy. And you'd have to say, based just on those couple paragraphs that I had read, Carl, that is so factual, because there is no right and wrong anymore as far as our society is concerned. It's whatever you want to do. That's right. Whatever it is, it makes no difference. That's right.
Yeah, those two paragraphs were excellently written. I couldn't come close to expressing it any better. You know, Maggie, the opposition to folks like us understands the battle. I have quotes on my website on a page called They, and then in parentheses, Atheists Understand the Value of Education. And one of them is this one. Give me 4 years to teach the children, and the seed I have sown will never be uprooted. That's Lenin. I have several quotes there that just blatantly say the battle for the hearts and minds of America is in the education system. But we conservatives keep feeding our children to them. We sacrifice them at this pagan altar called the government school system. And my soapbox is to the modern Tea Party people, you may win the political battles short term, but you're going to lose the war if you lose the children. One more thing. They would never send their children to a Bible-believing Sunday school for an hour, because they know their children would be affected. But we send our children to their pagan seminaries for 6 or 7 hours a day, 5 days a week.
Well, did you see recently that Arne Duncan, I guess he's the Secretary of Education, or Czar of Education, I believe he's Secretary of Education. I watched a video of him, and this was just recently, Carol, that he said that he thinks the kids should be in school or in government's control 6 to 7 days a week. Because, of course, we know that's exactly what they want. They want the children from birth onward so that they can manipulate their minds right from the get-go. They don't want them to have any contact, essentially, with their parents whatsoever. You can't have any input on what your child thinks. How dare you try to instill your value system into them? Because your value system of right and wrong is the antithesis of this lack of value system, which this moral relativity where everything is equal.
You could probably put these words in his mouth as a paraphrase of what he said. This is a quote I'm reading. The education of all children, from the moment they can get along without a mother's care, shall be in a state institution at state expense. That's Karl Marx. That's also on that web page that I was talking about. They do understand, and they do want the control, and probably now they want to take the children even when they can't get along without their mothers.
Well, you know, you see this more and more with this whole collective ideology of it takes a village crap that, you know, Hillary and her compatriots are hustling. But you see that all the time, and when I went to watch that documentary, Waiting for Superman, it happened to be in a black church nearby me, and most of the people, other than myself and two people who were running for school board who happened to be white, everybody else there was black. And one of the young kids in the audience, she said, well, you know, I think it's the individual that makes the difference, because somebody had mentioned something about it was the community's job to help educate, blah, blah, blah. And she said, well, I think a lot of the emphasis is on the individual. And I stood up and I said, I agree with you 1,000%, because it is the individual. The individual is what makes up the community, not a collective. And, of course, that's the point that these people, of course, totally overlook deliberately, that it takes the individual to make things happen. And unless we focus on the individual, nothing is going to happen. But they know that as well. Listen, I'm hearing the cue music, Carol. We'll be going to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. My guest is Carol Priest, insectman.us. Go to his website. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodnett. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and I am talking this morning with Carl Priest. He is a retired educator, and he has a website that is called insectman.us, and he has also written a book which is entitled Protester Voices. Give me the entire title, Carl. I apologize, I don't have it written down here. I normally am up to speed on what my guest is all about, and I do apologize today. Protester Voices.
The 1974 Textbook Tea Party.
The 1974 Textbook Tea Party. Okay, okay. And they can purchase that on your insectman.us website. Protester Voices, the 1974 Textbook Protest Tea Party. You had mentioned something about Tea Party people, and then I'm going to take a caller. We have a caller on the line. But the Tea Party people, you're right. Unless they realize that a short-term gain is still a long-term loss, unless they figure out the fundamental problems that exist and that they need to be targeting those. But, you know, as you and I had discussed on the phone, I believe it was you, I don't know, as I said again, I talk to so many people, sometimes I can't remember who I've said what to, but the Tea Party people, many of the groups have been taken over by the GOP, and they've fallen prey to that whole dialectic thinking that the Republicans will be the answer, and if we get the Republicans elected in 2012, you know, we'll all be saved, blah, blah, blah. And, of course, that's an erroneous thought process because the facts are if there was a distinct difference between the Republicans and the Democrats, then we wouldn't be where we are today. They're both the same slice of bread. They're just the opposite side. They just hustle us from a different angle, and that dupes people into believing and thinking that somehow – their objectives are different, but they are not. Their objectives are the same. Their approach is different. That's all.
My personal way of looking at it is the only difference is that the Democrats will destroy the country faster than the Republicans.
Well, they're both doing a real good job, I can tell you that much. Let's take this caller. We have Jerry in Northwest Indiana. Hi, Jerry.
Yes.
Hi.
Good morning, Carl and Maggie.
Good morning.
Hi.
As a senior, I have some things that I want to comment on that I've observed from where I sit. In 1953, when I was in high school in Northwest Indiana, President Eisenhower was our president at the time, and he created a brand new cabinet position at that time called Health, Education, and Welfare at a federal level. Well, I didn't realize it at the time. I didn't even think about it at the time. There is no authority in the Constitution for that cabinet position at that level. Those three responsibilities are assigned in the Constitution to the states. What happened after that was that slowly but surely the Fed started sending the school systems federal funds. Wouldn't you like to have federal funds? And of course they would. And shortly after that, they begin saying, well, yeah, let's talk about curriculum. If you're going to get our funds, let's talk about curriculum. Well, some of the very first things that were dropped were, of course, civics. And that morphed into some goofy topic called social studies. And it created a vacuum for young citizens that they no longer then knew when their government was broken, because they didn't know how it was supposed to be structured from the tenets of the Constitution. When I was in civics in 53, our teacher said that we will be studying civics this semester. You'll have your own copy of the Declaration of Independence, the federal Constitution, and your state Constitution. We will go through every chapter and verse, and when we get done, you won't need a Philadelphia lawyer for interpretation. Well, that was true. Some of the – and U.S. history was one of the ones that was tampered with, too, incidentally. And then shortly after that, they began consolidating schools, taking schools out of a community and putting them in a centralized place with literally thousands of students, all of which impacted on accountability. Then the school system superintendent, in light of his umbrella that he was expecting, started being the turkey that decided who was going to teach in his system instead of the school principals. Now, I always thought it was a good idea to have school principals making the decisions on what teachers they were going to have in their school, because there's a certain amount of competition between school principals to have the best school. Now, there's some exceptions to that, maybe, but overall, that's a pretty darn good generalization. And then they dropped such cultural gems as, Maggie, you referred to it earlier in the program, as music appreciation.
Right.
And what were some of the other ones? Some of the shops that gave us some skills was wood shop, metal shop, electric shop, and sewing classes. And then one other thing that came into being.
Jerry, hold that thought. We've got to go to break. Hang on, Jerry. I'm going to keep you over. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Don't go away. We shall return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you would like to advertise your business or service on this network, then get in touch with us, 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719. You can find Republic Broadcasting Network on Republic on Facebook. We're Republic Broadcasting Network. You can find us on Twitter. We're RBN Live on Twitter. Hello to everybody who's listening all around the country on all the stations and networks that are picking up the programming, and to our latest station, which is in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, KHFX, 1140 AM Dallas. And if you would like to just make a donation to help keep the truth on the air, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org. You can donate online. You can send a check. Hey, you can do anything you want to do. Just do something. Don't do nothing, because nothing isn't working. We're already seeing that, and it's not working at all. Listen, everybody, my guest this morning is Carol Priest, and he has a website. He is a former teacher, and he has a website which is called insectman.us. Please go there. There's a lot of good information. And, Jerry, you were making a point when we went to break, so please go ahead.
Well, I had spent just a few minutes just talking about the changes in school curriculum that have, in essence, sent each generation of students down the road to zombieism.
Yep.
You know, and they don't know their rear end from a hole in the ground.
I agree, but they think they do, though. They feel good about themselves, and they think they're Rhodes Scholars.
Well, and then let me just continue for a little bit, because I wanted to vent on this for some time.
Well, go right ahead.
One of the things that we had in school in those days, and I think they still have it to some extent, is a gym class where several other gym classes, our coaches would line us up on the playground, mostly boys, I must admit, and have us dress right, dress or stand in a straight line, and then we'd move across the school campus, and we were instructed to take our little bags that they gave us and pick up anything that wasn't growing. So that meant that we all got indoctrinated into the idea that if you're eating some potato chips or whatever it might be, you don't throw the damn bag on the ground because you're going to be picking it up sooner or later.
Right.
You know, and the reason that was dropped is because the union said that's my job.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? I know.
And right now you look at any school campus, and they're not doing their job. The campuses are filthy. With such debris. The other thing I think that I'd like to talk about is school boards. They need to be totally revamped. Members must have some kind of criteria to sit on the school board. They must show that they have some concept of academia. And they also must all, as our Congress must be, subject to term limits. You know, we've got people sitting on our local school boards there that were there when my kids were born.
Yeah,
and that was 30 years ago. You know, and they're still sitting on the school board. Now tell me their value at that point.
Well, they have none whatsoever.
So from where I sit, as a senior, I think that the most important step to returning our nation to constitutional governance and grandeur as it used to be in my day is found in the revamping our educational system at all levels. My son and daughter were honor students in the end of the 1900s and the beginning of the 2000s, and both are college graduates, as I went on to be. But my wife and I could not overcome peer pressure and their time at school. Now, looking back on it, we wish to God we would have homeschooled those kids. But that just wasn't in the cards then. I guess that's what I wanted to say. Frankly, with my schooling of getting out in the 50s, early 50s, and my college after I went through the military, my kids can't hold a candle to me. Frankly,
no, I'm sure I'm sure they can't, Jerry.
They have all these fancy technical things with computers and all this kind of stuff. But they can't write a good sentence. They can't write a good letter. They respond to emails with one or two syllables, yes, no, maybe, or whatever, you know.
I know.
Where are the authors, the fabulous authors like Hemingway? And right now my mind is racing to get what I wanted said. I can't come up with a whole bunch of other ones. But
take your time. I'm going to let you talk.
The short stories that we had to read and the longer stories that we were assigned, and they were just fabulous, And I think when you talk about music appreciation, for example, I never even heard of an oboe until they showed a picture of it, and then during a concert, she stopped and said, "You know what that sound was? It was an oboe or a bassoon."
Yeah.
Or that was a kettle drum.
Yep.
You know, and so right now, all it seems like our kids know about music is the volume control. It's got to be up.
Yeah, I know. I'll tell you, Jerry, I don't know if...
Where is the soul music? Where is the music that actually makes you want to weep or laugh or cry?
I know. You know, I don't know if you had listened to the show the day I was talking about the book I've been reading called The Language Police, but you ought to get it from the library. It'll blow your mind at how much they've censored all of these things out of the textbooks
Oh, yeah.
deliberately. So that's why no one knows the difference between a a trumpet or a trombone, you know, because I don't want anybody to know. There can't be any differences, Jerry. We've all got to be the same.
And then the other thing I was going to add is that we had prayer in our school, you know, and some half-wit somewhere along the line, and a whole Congress full of half-wits, decided that we had to have separation of church and state. But nobody seems to focus on the fact that that isn't what the First Amendment said. We're just not supposed to have an official national religion. They said nothing about a prayer in school or separation of church and state. And, of course, the people that should be fighting for this, which is the generic pulpit people, they all have become government churches now, because they all want to get on the gravy train with the tax exemptions from their parishioners, and so they have to conform to the IRS 501c3 code that says that they can't criticize any politician or they can't criticize their government if they're going to get this exemption.
I know. All you hear
now from the pulpit is platitudes of love, joy, happiness, forgiveness. Well, I don't forgive a crappy government or anybody else that's sending this beautiful country down the tubes. You know, and one more thing, President Washington, on his farewell address, and I'd urge everybody to read it, it's easily available on the Internet, cautions us about two things: entanglements with foreign nations, and who are we entangled with more than anything? Israel. And now, you're not supposed to talk about that, but I'm not talking about the religion. I'm talking about the politics of Israel. Because everybody has a right to believe in anything they darn well please. But I'm talking about what I hate is their politics, their Zionism. And this goes for the, what is it called, the Christian. I'm tongue-tied right now. But
Carol, do you know what he's trying to say?
No, I was just trying to think.
I'll tell you, it's just one of those days, guys, that's all.
Yeah, I think it's in the air.
It could be. Something's in the air.
The other thing President Washington warned us about is political parties, because by their very nature, they're corrupting. I mean, isn't that what they do in political parties, is make deals? Isn't that where they sell us down the river?
Yes, you're exactly right, Jerry. You really are. Jerry, hang on. Let me have Carol come in here. Carol, anything you want to comment on what Jerry's been saying thus far?
Sure do. Jerry brought up some really good points, and there's three of them I want to comment on. First, the most recent one he said was talking about the pulpits. I think the problem is not politicians. It's with preachers. And we need more preachers like these guys that are in my book. All five of them were arrested for standing up back then. Another thing Jerry brought up, and I'm probably going to put words in his mouth, but I think he was talking about this. It's sort of like the frog in the pan of boiling water. It's just gradually increased since the 50s with the federal intrusion into the education system. And the third thing, I probably disagree with him. He said something about revamping education. I don't think we can revamp it. If we want to revamp it, we need to do away with the public education and let the free market take over, and that's the way we'll revamp education.
Well, I don't take issue with that. Revamping the educational system may be a little bit more plausible than letting the marketplace take care of it. But I don't have any strong feelings about that, except I agree with both of them. The word that I was trying to think of is evangelical.
Okay.
You got to remember that Israel is the chosen land. It's God's chosen people. Now, what the hell are our Christians? Are we Limburger cheese or or what it is. I follow Christ, and I think that Christ is my Lord and Savior. You know, I don't know anything about this the Israelites being God's chosen people. That doesn't make sense to me. And where that came from, I don't know. Now, some scribe wrote that down. It says he was inspired by the Lord, perhaps, or whatever. But it was probably Israelite that wrote it in the Bible. It was a Israelite scholar that wrote it in the Bible. But it doesn't make sense. The modern version of the Bible says that we have to follow Christ. What is the term? I'm hyper right now because I am the truth, the way, and the life. Is that what the Lord said?
Yeah.
Well,
he did.
That cuts out everything. To me, that means that you have to follow the Lord.
Well, I would agree with you, Jer.
And I have no allegiance to Israel whatsoever, except they have the Zionists there have impermeated every aspect of our government, and they are the puppeteers. They are running the show. Our boys and girls are dying for their causes, not for ours. Hell, we have nobody to be terrorized from, unless it's those folks that have been damaged by unlawful wars that we've gone in and created hostilities in sovereign nations, stuck our noses where they don't belong. Hell, the Lord favored us with two huge bodies of water that make it almost impossible for anybody to occupy this country that we don't want them to.
Well, I'm going to, on that note, I'm going to let you go, Jerry. I want to give Carol, we don't have much time left in the show. I want to thank you for calling. Jerry, Carl, you got any commentary? We've only got about, 3 minutes before we hit the last break and then a couple minutes after that. So
yes,
step in, Carl.
Yeah, I don't want to get off on the theology, what little bit of time I have, but something you brought up previously about when you watched The Waiting for Superman, it's sad and comical that everybody sees that the problem that we have a great problem of public education in this nation. And almost everybody would say, but it's not in my school. Well, that's where I differ with them. It's in every school. Some are just worse than others. And the difference is how we solve it. The liberals, the powers that be, want to pump more money in. Well, that's been done for 40 or 50 years. That's not the answer. We do have problems, and we're not going to solve them with more money. And another thing I want to bring up is, as I was doing some research trying to tie in how evolutionism is connected with becoming one world government, I was amazed at the things that I found. One of your areas of interest is Agenda 21, but I compiled something on my website called The Common Thread, and it started out with an article. But I accumulated a lot of things in the addendum to the article that I think people may find interesting and useful to research this coming one world government. And it's going to be largely instituted by the education of our children. Here's a quote from an atheist that's on my webpage. I am convinced that the battle for humankind's future must be waged and won in the public school classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their role as the proselytizers of a new faith.
Where can they find that on your website,
if they go,
Carl?
They go to the Exodus Mandate Butterfly on the
left-hand side. Okay, I see that. Okay.
And then just scroll down through there, and it'll say, "These people understand," and that'll take them to several quotes that are just blatantly obvious that the other side understands where the battle is being waged. Conservatives don't. They still think it's by electing a Republican.
Yeah. No, they don't. They don't understand at all. And, you know, it's funny because I've been trying to talk to people about this for quite a long time, and it's so often it just falls on deaf ears. It's like, you know, you're talking to a wall. It really is. It's amazing to me that I don't know. I think people, they like the illusion. They don't want the illusion to be broken down, because then reality isn't a pretty picture at all. The illusion is a much better delusion to hang on to, I think, for a lot of these people, Carl, and that's why they stick with it as much as they do. I want to read one more paragraph before we go to break. Thus, American public schools are no longer to be used to inculcate a common set of moral and spiritual values based on our Judeo-Christian heritage, but are to be used to promote a plethora of competing value systems with Christian fundamentalist values cleverly excluded from competition. In other words, the public school is now a marketplace of competing pagan and anti-Christian belief systems. The students have a choice, but the market is rigged. That, in a nutshell, is multicultural education. We'll be right back, everybody, in 3 minutes for the final segment. Don't go away. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Hang in there. We shall return.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie Robb. This is the Unsolicited Opinion, and we've only got a couple more minutes left. My guest today has been Carl Priest, and he has a website entitled InsectMan.us. I will link to his website on mine, which is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go to the tab entitled Podcast, and there will be a link there to Carl Priest's website. We've got a couple minutes, Carl. Excuse me. Is there anything, final thoughts you have, anything you'd like to say? Give us your book again, please.
The book is Protester Voices, the 1974 textbook Tea Party. It's on Amazon or my website. And I do want to close with this. This is a quote, another quote from my web page. This is from a signer of the Humanist Manifesto, Charles Potter, and he said, "Education is thus a most powerful ally of humanism. And every American school is a school of humanism. What can a theistic Sunday school's meeting for an hour once a week and teaching only a fraction of the children do to stem the tide of the five-day program of humanistic teaching?" That's in their own words. Your conservatives, you were talking about, you felt like you were talking to a wall. That's because conservatives often criticize welfare programs, but they're attached to with the welfare of the public school system. It's called free babysitting. I document that a lot of sexual contact goes on between students and teachers, but I want to use this analogy. Parents would never send their children to a babysitter that's a known sexual predator, but they willingly send them to a babysitter 5 days a week that's a sole predator.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I'm just reading something on your website, and it talks about kids spend 14,000 hours in school, the largest block of time spent doing any one activity in their life other than sleeping. Whoever controls those 14,000 hours effectively controls how the child's worldview is shaped, and certainly is true. No doubt about it.
That's a no-brainer, and conservatives had better get the message or we're going to lose.
Yep, I agree with you there. It's so critical. Knowledge is power. It really is, and if you don't have it, you are done like a duck's dinner before. You don't even get out of the gate. You don't even get to the gate to even get out of the gate. It's just the way it is. It's just a fact of life. Well, you know, I want to thank you so much, Carol, that you stepped in at the last minute for me today, and I truly appreciate it very much. I thank you for all you've done, and I hope that people will go and buy your book, Protester Voices, the 1974 Textbook Protest Tea Party, and that's available on your website, insectman.us. Thanks so much, Carol. I do appreciate your time today.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
It's been an honor.
Thank you very much, Carol. Hey, everybody, you know, go to his website, insectman.us. He's got a lot of good information on there, a lot of great articles. Take the time to read them. Take the time. You got to take the time. Take the time to fight for yourself. You don't want to be a slave. It ain't no fun. Just ask the people who are slaves. Are they having fun? No, they're not. Listen, is that song Rocky? You got to stand up. I know it appears like a Goliath is there, but you got to stand up. There's more of us than them. I say that all the time, but it is a fact. Believe it. It is a fact. There are more of us than there are of them, and there always will be. Wake up, America, please. Listen, everybody, you know I love to go to Oz. Somewhere over the rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Keep your chin up, everybody. We have people like Carol Priest in the world who are fighting for you and I, so you can't lose heart. You got to keep your chin up. Better days are coming. And my host here is not playing my Oz song, but for those of you who listen regularly, you know I love to go to Oz. Anyway, take care, everybody. Rocky will do for today. Chin up. I'll be back and another great show follows mine. See ya.
The next round of